Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Signs of Life Radio's Medium Insights Hour, where we get to explore the mindsets of many accomplished spiritual mediums on a variety of topics related to the study of consciousness, spirituality, and the afterlife. My name is Roman Karpyshka, and as your host, I'm very honored and privileged to welcome back Kim Russo to our wonderful show. Kim Russo is a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. She sits on its medium advisory board and is fluent in the language of the spirit world. She has helped friends, family, and clients confront the fears that haunt them most and helps them embrace the truths that bring increased light, love, and understanding into their lives. She starred in many TV shows such as The Haunting of, Psychic Intervention, Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and Celebrity Ghost Stories. She's the author of two books, The Happy Medium, Life Lessons from the Other Side, and Your Soul Purpose, Learn How to Access the Light Within. And she can be reached at kimthehappymedium.com. So all no spaces, kimthehappymedium.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our show tonight is commercial-free. It's a new format that we've adopted, so there's no interruptions. Just sit back, put your feet up, curl up with a nice blanket or loved one, sip some cognac in front of a fire, whatever you want, and let us capture your imaginations for the remainder of the hour. But before we get to introduce Kim, I just want to make a couple of special Forever Family announcements. Our founder, co-founder Bob Ginsberg, his new book is available on Amazon. It's called The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a guide for those who've either had a reading with a medium or plan to have one, or simply curious about what happens after we die. All profits from the sale of this book will be donated to the Forever Family Foundation, a really good cause. And also, I just want to remind our listeners that the Netflix series is available. It's called Surviving Death. It's now streaming. Bob, the late great Fran, and the Forever Family Foundation are actually featured in episode 4 of the show. And just a quick reminder that the grief retreat will be in Connecticut, July 16th to the 18th. Details will be announced shortly if they haven't been already, but please stay tuned. So tonight's show is for research and informational purposes. So as always, your questions are welcome, but please keep in mind that Kim is not going to do any readings tonight. So for the past couple of shows, we've been, you know, we have this new format where we're asking our listeners to email in some questions. So we get a really good variety that way. And so that's what we're going to be doing tonight. So if you do have any questions for Kim, please feel free to call. It's 1-888-627-6008. Wow. So hi, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Roman, how are you? That was a mouthful.
Oh, my God, I'm sweating already. How have you been surviving in this brave new pandemic world?
Oh, boy. Well, I am surviving, so that's very good news. Try to just find little things to be grateful for every day. That's how I'm surviving, actually. It's working for me. How about you?
I mean, you know, I'm spending a lot of time with the family, working from home, so, you know, I'm seeing my wife and kids 24/7, so I don't know if that's a curse or a blessing, but we're enjoying each other's company, but I we're trying to make the best of it. Hopefully, you know, it'll be the end is going to come soon, hopefully. So, you know what, the last time we conversed, it was July of 2019, so that was, you know, that was a completely different world back then.
It certainly was, yeah. Although, you know, I go between worlds, so depends which world you're
talking
about.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? I'm going to kick it off. You just reminded me of something. Does, you know, obviously you do a lot of spirit communication constantly, a lot. So have you gotten any kind of insight from spirit about this pandemic and when it's going to end and, you know, any kind of insights for that?
Yeah, you know, what's very interesting is they keep telling me that it's up to us as a, you know, human consciousness of mass, just the people as a mass consciousness has to come together more. We're too separate. And obviously we know that. But they keep saying that there's no, the one thing that I found interesting, right from the get-go, they told me, when everyone's talking about it, things going back to normal, I kept hearing, well, define normal, because for some people it was not normal, but I guess what the norm of what we are used to in the world, that type of life. But there's obviously some kind of awakening happening, spiritual awakening, and you know that nothing changes if nothing changes, as they say. So we, in order to get to the good stuff, we have to dig through a lot of the gunk. And I right. do believe we're in that phase right now where we're recalibrating and digging through a lot of shadows, a lot of shadow side of people.
Right,
and
right.
a lot of healing's happening and a lot of changes, and people are growing in leaps and bounds and prioritizing differently. I know myself. My priorities have changed a bit, and so I just think it's in the midst of all kinds of rainstorms, we find the rainbow, and people are going within a lot. They're questioning their reality. They're questioning their purpose, which I write extensively about in my book, and that came out prior to COVID, which was quite interesting, but I do not believe in coincidences. But
wow,
you know, there's a, it shifts daily. What's my guides tell me? I guess for each situation.
But
wow. kind of think we're running on a couple of different timelines right now too. You know, not to get too complicated, but we have as much as. You know, half the country's divided. We have so many different thought patterns and realities, and what
yep.
is real for me does not exist in someone else's world. So I find that fascinating. Mm-hmm. You know, just try to have a conversation with a, mm-hmm. a friend or an in-law. See how that goes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So you know what? We already have a caller. You want to take a call?
Oh, sure. That's great.
Okay. Great. So we have a caller by the name of Elizabeth. Let's get Elizabeth on the show. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Elizabeth. Welcome to Signs of Life. How are you?
Good. How are you, Kim?
Good, good, good. You got a question for Kim?
Yes. So, Kim, I probably already know the answer, but I'm going to try to put together the question so that you understand it.
Okay.
I do readings as well. But where I'm stuck would be with my personal life, AKA my husband. Like right now he's going through, you know, a little bit of a back sciatica issue, and I'm like trying to tune into my own, you know, and I'm like not getting anything. I'm like, should he see a specialist? You know, I'm like trying to ask myself, should he see a specialist? And normally, I do readings for other people. I don't understand why. And I already know you're probably going to say this is something he has to go through. But I'm just confused as to why I'm not getting anything. Maybe because it's my husband, or maybe I'm not tuning in the right way.
No.
What do you
see? I will tell you that there is... information coming from the other side right now, it has changed dramatically with readings. And so you're right where you're supposed to be and you are not imagining it. What Spirit told me, and I'm so glad you asked this question, is whereas many people would go to mediums for guidance, there are many people right now that cannot be codependent on other people's decisions. Meaning, now that's not to say don't go seek some kind of, you know, medium or reading if it will bring you comfort. But what they did tell me was when it comes to big decisions, my guess would be tuning in that your husband needs to be responsible for his own decision. And, of course, I know you want to guide him as the wife, the nurturer that you are, but we are in really interesting times right now where souls are, they have to stand in their own light and take their own responsibility for their decision-making. So there's no more codependency. If he trusts you mostly and just sits back and allows you to make all the decisions, that needs to change. And Spirit really wants him to make the decision on which way he should go. Whether you think it's right or not, he will have to live with that decision. They don't want you to be responsible for his decision-making right now because it will affect going forward what happens to him or his health and whatnot. So they're purposely not giving it to you because he needs to choose, and that's what I'm picking up very strongly. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, absolutely, because I've read your book. I've read all of your books. I follow you on social media. You could probably see me all over the place watching you on Instagram and Facebook. I've grown spiritually because I do readings for other people. I used to use angel cards. I don't need to use the angel cards anymore because the information comes to me. And people are like, I'm so, you know, they give me such good feedback. And I'm like, well, obviously it's not me. It's what's channeled through me. And yet,
but when these people
person,
leave. Right. No, no, no.
Yeah, the most important person, my husband and my son, which is another whole other conversation, I can't get anything for either one of them.
Because they
so
have
that's
access
why I'm
to you.
Stuck.
That you're not stuck. That's exactly how they're doing it for you. They have access to you 24/7. The people you're reading don't. So you will leave those people with spiritual counsel, and then they will ultimately have to make their own choices without your 24-hour input. With your family, see, that's the difference. That's a very, very big difference. It's hard. It's very hard that we can't see for our own right now, but I can't see things I used to be able to. But I know it's only temporary because we all have to sort of stand in our own truth and make our own decisions. And Spirit, it keeps saying codependency is a no-no right now. We have to stand in our decision-making and take responsibility for it, whatever that might be. So hopefully your husband will go within. See, he's being forced to use his own intuition about his own health now. And I say, let him do it. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Great question,
Thanks.
Elizabeth. And great answer, Kim. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much. Thanks for the follow, too.
All right. We also have another caller that's waiting. We have a Selena from Texas on the line. Let's get her on the show. Selena, are you there?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Selena. Welcome to Signs of Life. How are you?
I'm fine. How are y'all?
Good, good. You got a question
for... Hey, Selena. Hi, Kim, and thank you all so much for taking my call. So I have a question about dreams. When calling a loved one into a dream, how can you tell reality or truth from fear?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. In so many years of doing different readings, it's come through where people want to know that same question. As I'm channeling their loved one, their question would be, why is my loved one always sad and crying in my dream?
Mm-hmm.
And I've had, I'm sure that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
So I've had the opportunity to, in that moment with that question being asked, channeling their loved one, they would tell me that is some regrets that you may have or unfinished business on your end.
Okay.
I'm not going to say all the time that they're not happy, but I've never really gotten one that said, get me out of here. I hate this place. I've never had that happen. So they don't really typically, they'll, you know, you may have this long-winded conversation with your loved one and wake up a little bit sad with tears on your pillow, but that's probably because you don't want them to leave, you know? You're having this intense conversation, and you don't want them to leave your space, but they can only stay so long in a dream. But the fears is definitely, or the unresolved issues within you, be it guilt, which a lot of people live with guilt after a loved one passes on, or things they didn't get to say, or our biggest fear is that they're alone and that they are not okay and they're scared. And that is couldn't be further from the truth. And you can take it from a medium that's done this thousands of readings. So, but that was another very good question. Does that answer it?
It does. It does. I see sometimes, and then I think, well, is that my fear that I have? Is that my, you know, what I'm bringing to this dream, or is it reality? But I know you're right. I know there's happiness there, and so I have to realize my part. But just curious about those dreams.
I mean, I have had some of them come through with regrets. Some that have taken their own lives. Not that they're in this hellish place where people do, you know, paint that picture. It's more about, I wish I didn't do that. Like, if I had only waited, or if I had only, you know, was seeking help. They have those types of regrets. But they work through it. There's soul therapy on the other side. So they get to, you know, really dig deep and still work on their soul on that side.
Okay.
So try to release what that is, and just try to see what you're holding on to related to the dream. And chances are it's just illusions of unresolved issues. Okay?
Okay.
But thanks for calling.
Thank you,
Selena.
I appreciate
you very much.
Thank you.
Great question. So now we have Terry from Oregon. Terry, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Terry.
I apologize about the dog. There's a UPS driver out front.
okay.
I have so many questions. I just want to focus on whatever's the... Anyway, I've had things happen over the last few years, and when I was rear-ended in July, things came a little more forward, so I'm open, and I'm not scared of it. I just have never been open. I'm Native American, and my aunt told me that somebody had did something so that I wasn't open when I was younger. And so, like, I have some guides right now, and I don't know who they are, but I kind of have a feeling. And just a lot of stuff's happening, Kim.
So, what is your actual question?
I would like to know if I could know who my guides are. I'm having very vivid dreams. I'm not asking for things. I'm just kind of letting things flow.
Oh, okay. Well, here's what I recommend when people are trying to get in touch with their own spirit guides. One thing I can tell you, just based on what I'm looking at, it's no one you knew in this lifetime. okay? But I do believe it's people that you've known in other lifetimes, because they're showing me the lineage goes back before this incarnation for you. You have and I want you to, in your quiet time, sit, perhaps hold a crystal, amethyst, and clear quartz, and just for amplification, whatever comes to your mind first, you can feel whether it be a masculine energy or a feminine energy. I do have more than one for you, but I feel like the masculine is the stronger guide for you. He's very, I just keep hearing ancient wisdom. He has ancient wisdom, and he works off the land a lot, so it wouldn't surprise me if you are being inspired to start working with herbs and natural medicines right now or coming up, because
you got it right on the head. Oh my gosh, Kim.
Really? That's great.
I don't know.
That does not surprise me one bit.
I don't know who this person is, but I've been doing a little bit of research, and I feel like we follow each other kind of in and out and amongst, and I don't know who it is. I would love to know who it is, but thoughts come forward that it's somebody that I don't actually know, but we've been a part of each other's lives.
Yes, you have. Perhaps like a father or a grandfather or just one of the elders that led the group in another lifetime. But so try to get your own name, and do not doubt it when it comes to you, because it might be a name you even have to look up the meaning of. And that's how you'll know it's real, because you don't even know what, maybe you never heard the name. But do not doubt it, because I do believe that right now you are in an initiation period. So you're really just in the learning phase, and that's when they're around you more than ever. So it's not only in your waking state, but in the dream state, they're reminding you of your mission, and you will work with, I know you have a dog, but that's not what I'm seeing, but you will work with some kind of animal something, unless you already do, like a volunteer type of a thing. I do see that.
Oh, my gosh, Kim. Amazing. That's why I wanted to leave this so open. If I talk to my family about this sort of thing, they're like, what friggin' planet did you fall off of? I said, I don't know, but I splatted on Earth. You know?
That's a good answer. I like that one.
I feel like I'm just walking around in a vessel right now and have to bring myself back into my own body. And I do have one question. I know we're only supposed to ask one, but there's a dark entity in and has masqueraded for a very long time to be my friend, and it's not that. And so I'm trying to protect myself, and I don't go outside the house much. So I'm, like, my sole provider got in a car accident. It's messed up my back. I'm using a cane and a walker, yada, yada. But just trying to make the best, do it a little bit slower. Am I wrong to say that there's that around?
A darker energy?
Yeah, because this person walks by my house every day.
So let me just tell you this. This is what I was just told. Only when you're in, do you take painkillers for your back?
Not necessarily that, but I do tenet, and I say the word wrong and I get corrected all the time. Tincture?
Well, whatever this is, I feel like a little bit of an altered state with you. So this altered state
connected to your pain, and that's when the lower forces come around you looking to get in. So because you're not on your game, or you're a little bit off guard, you know, guard. So just be mindful of those times, and if you really don't need to take something, or just be extra prayerful and protection around that. I don't see the same dense energies in your home over and over. I'm seeing like different ones, but they come when you are off guard, and hopefully you'll understand that. But I just think as now, as long as you're aware of it, you can totally keep the protection going. And, you know, like I say, well, you know, every day, not today, Satan, not today. You know, like right. You just have to be, you're very strong. I can hear it in your voice. You, when you get angry or you take out back your power, people better run, especially the darker forces. So just keep working on that solar plexus, which is your power center, and you should be better soon.
Thank you for your question, Terry. Thank you very much. Yes. It was very good questions.
Thank you for calling, Terry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
And we have one more caller right now. Her name is Diane, and she's from New York. So, Diane, if you're there, you're welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Can you hear me?
It's nice to be here. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good, good. Thank welcome.
Thank you. Kim, I have a question about how you receive your messages. Are you clairvoyant, clairaudient, or clairsentient, or all three?
I am all three, but as time went on, the clairvoyance is off the charts.
So are you telling me that you see people or see shadows?
Yeah,
how does that work?
I see like a movie in my mind. I can actually see a movie reel, and it plays out as I'm watching the pictures, and I'm watching the people, and I'm seeing the scenes. And so, I mean, I am clairaudient and all of it, claircognizant. I do find that when a spirit is coming through who did not speak English, they're mostly with the pictures and the clairvoyance. That's how they communicate to get me not to misinterpret what they're trying to say. So,
and how do you communicate that to a client when you're just seeing? Are you describing what you're seeing? Or
Yes, exactly. Like if you were just listening to that particular woman, Terry.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. I actually saw her out in a field working with plant medicine, like plants and herbs. I saw the herbs in the jar, so I know that's what I'm, because I'm seeing the pictures in my head.
Right.
So, yeah, and, you know, sometimes most times in my experience is trying not to interpret what you're seeing because you might get it wrong. When I tried to do that and the person didn't understand it, I'd say, okay, wait. Let me tell you what I'm seeing and tell me if this makes sense. And 10 times out of 10, they knew what that meant. So it's as if, you know, don't really read the mail, just deliver it, like the mailman.
Exactly. I understand that. Now, when you hear, are you actually hearing a voice, or is it just really in your head? And do they usually give you something very specific so your client knows that it's their loved one coming through?
Absolutely. So I will hear my own thoughts, but with a different personality. So if the personality has, like my own spirit guides, I hear it as my own thoughts, but they'll actually sometimes call me the word silly, the name silly, like, or they'll say, like a parent, come on, Kim, you know better than that. And they'll scold me. And that's not me scolding myself. So it's
right.
My own thoughts, but in a different tone, a different personality. So then I'm like, oh, okay. And I've had people's loved ones coming through that are hysterically funny. And there's one example that I tell everyone, and I think I even wrote about it in my book. This particular man had the filthiest potty mouth. Every other word was a curse word. And their loved one said, "Now I know it's my brother," because he had every word was the F-bomb. And
right.
So that, for her, was the only validation she needed.
Exactly. Sometimes it's very difficult to get a validation like that. You know, I've been to mediums before, and I get very general information, and it's frustrating for me. You know,
it is.
And sometimes I think it's because I'm a difficult read. People can't seem to read me, and I don't know why. You know, I'm open to it. It's something I've always believed in. But for some reason, they cannot read me, so I get a lot of generalizations. And, you know, I mean, I totally am on board with this. I totally believe it. I've seen it, you know.
Well, let me.
But
let
it just
me
doesn't happen
you,
for me.
Well, I'll tell you why. And
I'm
just
sorry?
Heard clear as a bell, you, because you're more powerful than the reader, you can read the reader. You could be doing this, and you probably should be doing this. You are more powerful, and that's, you're overpowering your energy. You could do it. You could do this work.
Wow.
So, and you do have a sense, you do have a sense of intimidation that blocks the
yes.
read. You know, I read tones. I can read tones connected to energy, of course. And I will tell you this, Diane, if you stop expecting your spirit loved ones to tell you, and maybe you're not, but a big mistake that happens is sometimes people expect Social Security numbers. And I'm just exaggerating right now. But,
right.
But I'm not going
to lie. I kind of more think of it as from the movie Ghost, when Whoopi Goldberg said the word ditto to Demi Moore and she got it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Something that just I know and he knows and would say this to me, and I know for sure that's
right.
where you are, and I'm good with that. I need to know is that it's you and you're around and I'm going to see you again. It's my biggest fear, you know, and I never get that. And
I just want to make a point.
Yes.
If they don't say the word that you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
at least they should say a word that also made sense to you with that person. Because
right, exactly.
Right? So don't be hung up on the exact thing. But yes. And just may I say, I've had many readings myself where I just totally disappointed in that. Same way.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not
mm-hmm.
wrong, and that's one of the reasons why you really might do yourself a favor and get yourself a certified medium, because a lot of the skills, we've really been through so many battery of tests and looking for that evidence that we are evidential
yep.
mediums. You need to see it.
I would only use Forever Family certified readers.
Oh.
I know better now. Unfortunately, you're all booked for the next 5 years.
Yeah,
so
I know.
It's a little difficult. But
can I add something?
Right.
Thank you, Diane.
Can I just add something?
Absolutely.
You know, a good source of evidence is when the medium tells you something that only you know and the medium knows. That's very evidential. But what I find is even stronger in terms of evidence, and this might be something you want to look out for, is the medium tells you something that you don't know and that you will find out later. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's even stronger
absolutely.
In my books. Does that make
okay.
sense?
That's very helpful. Yes, it makes perfect sense, and it's very helpful. Thank you. And thank you, Kim. I appreciate your time.
Oh, good luck. Good luck.
Thank you, Diane. Excellent questions. Okay, and now we have...
Oh, that's a great question.
So now we have Tara from Pennsylvania on the line. Phones are just ringing off the hook. Tara, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Tara. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, I have been growing spiritually for decades and very slowly, I guess, unconscious. I'm fighting it, I guess, to a point. But at this point in time, I'm really kind of lost. I'm feeling a lot of changes career-wise. I lost my job with the pandemic. I know in a lot of ways that was very good, but I haven't manifested a job. And I just always saw myself as like a wife and a mother, but I got to focus on kind of a career. I have not met Mr. Wright, and I'm feeling overwhelmed. But I'm still making progress at the same time. I just converted my spare bedroom into a little meditation room. And you know what? The mattress sagged and the box spring broke. So I'm like, look, I don't need two beds, you know, two bedrooms. So I got rid of the bed and I converted it into a little meditation room. And I know my family must think I'm a little strange, but I didn't realize I was collecting so much spiritual crystals and stuff like that over the years, and it just feels nice to have everything in one room.
In one room, right. That's really nice. Good.
It is nice.
So, Tara, what's your question?
So my question is, I'm feeling, I don't know what to do from here. I feel I can't seem to manifest a job. I don't know if I'm supposed to go in the direction of art, or go back into the office and do administrative.
Okay, wait. Hold it right there. You just answered my question. As you're talking, the whole time I keep hearing she needs to work on her creative side. And so my question to you was, were you in an office like type of a setting where you didn't get to be so creative? Working with the creative side is going to open up your heart chakra even more. And right now you are in an incubation phase. Incubation. Some people are in like an initiation. You're more like in an incubation, which is you're learning more about what you like versus what you don't like. Because what I heard you say is, should I? There are no shoulds. It's what, right now you can have the reality that you create, just like you have that meditation room. You created that. That would have never happened if you didn't do all that work and get everything together and make it so pretty that it is. You, and it felt good, right? Didn't that just feel so good? So much more where that came from. I see you creating other things. I'll just give you a quick overview of what I see. I see you starting to do Reiki. I don't know if you took some kind of interest in that in the recent months. And I do see you helping people, but not in an administrative type of a way, where you're going to create circles. You're a very good facilitator. That's what my guides are telling me. You get people together with ideas. Are you an Aries?
No, I'm an Aquarian.
Oh, even better. Aquarians, you know, people. You're people. And your groups, you connect to groups. You know, you're one for all and all for one. So just for your future, whether you see this now or not, you're going to be getting groups together. And you're going to be somehow part of these groups. And you're going to be learning from each other. And it's definitely spiritual. And you can mark my words, if you try and go back to administrative work, it's going to be like you're allergic to it. You won't like it. So
right. I can't get a job in art, though, right now. I've tried
because it's not art. It's that you're misunderstanding it. You created that meditation room. It's anything you create is what they're saying, to become a creator. Not an artist. They didn't say artist. A creator. Making something from nothing with your idea. You take your idea that comes from spirit, and you work towards that goal, and you create something that didn't exist before. Okay, but right now you're in an incubation phase. You are still that creator. You create. You have children. You said. Did you say that? Oh no, you said you did it.
No, I would love to have children.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. That's people's biggest creation. But until that comes along, create everything you love, and then you will start to make money doing it. Just pay attention to the little thoughts that are filtering in, and don't try to look too far into the future. Like you just said, there's no money in that, there's no money in that. Work on your passions and your instincts, and you're going to see, you'll start making money from doing things you love. And right now, you are in a safe zone. I don't see you out in the street anytime soon. So enjoy this time to enjoy your meditation room and start to meditate so you can get the higher self to give you the inspiration to create what they want you to create, because that's what's coming. And in 3 years, you're going to be in the thick of it. You'll see. You're starting it now, though. But don't worry. And no more should. There's nothing about should. It's what do you want to do, and then go from there. Okay?
Okay.
Tara, thank you for your question.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Wow. It's kind of going into the almost like you're giving readings, you know, which is something that
I didn't
really supposed to be doing,
that,
you know.
Yeah, there was the people. See, you have to understand, Roman. It's hard to separate the two because because
especially during these times,
I'm hearing their voice. Mm-hmm. And if I see something, I feel it would be a shame.
Oh yeah,
if I
by all
that,
means.
You know? Yeah.
By all means, Kim. Absolutely. I'm just saying that it's the format's changing a little bit, but that's okay. Let's just roll with it. This is great. So we still have another caller. We have Vaughn from Arizona. Vaughn from Arizona. Are you there, Vaughn?
Oh.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, Kim. I'm so excited right now. You have no idea.
Hi, Vaughn.
I'm just sending my love to you.
Oh, I feel it. Thank you so much. How can I help you?
You know, my sister just visited me from California. She did a trip out here to connect and check up on myself and my mother. And I planned this whole trip with her to Flagstaff. And, you know, the lower vibrations kind of seeped in. And, you know, I had a really traumatic experience. I had a visitation. And so what I'm just trying to grasp right now is how my sister and I can work together to help our family in a difficult chapter.
So that feels like a four-part question. I'm trying to sort of follow what you said. You went to Flagstaff and you had a traumatic experience there. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct. At a
hotel. Is that any part of the question though?
Well, something about just the overall vibration, being a vessel, I feel like I'm trying to understand if I've made myself vulnerable.
Okay. Well, I don't see enough protection happening because there's an anxiousness about you where you're like a willing participant and a faithful servant. That's how I'm hearing it. Like you really want to do good and you act upon impulse, but you do that in your life anyway. Like you're quick to act because you're so full of emotion. I feel that can happen that can allow you to be very impulsive in your life. So if you're going to be like that in your life, you're going to be like that probably in most things that you do, right? So there's processing of information that has to happen and discernment. So that's the word that's coming up for you very, very strongly, is learning how to discern if it, nothing is really comes quick. It has to be, and it has to feel right, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
And I don't know where your sister is, like she has this gift too, like you?
Correct.
You're not twins because you come across as twin souls.
We get that. She's 2 years older than me, but people say that frequently.
You really have the real connection to each other's soul. She, don't take this the wrong way, Vaughn, but she feels more grounded than you right now. So, okay, so you understand that. I would really put your information together and somehow see how similar it is. But if you can work a little bit more on grounding for you and just calming down the emotional part. Because remember, when anything filters through us, we have to train ourselves to put our own emotions on a shelf somewhere, right? I can't tell you how many readings I've done with parents losing children, and I'm a mom. I've wanted to be on the floor in a fetal position, hugging them, crying, but I couldn't. I couldn't do that as Kim. I had to stay in the spirit's message and just be the messenger. So I just think you need to work on separating the two, and you are going to be golden. And, I mean that when I say that, because your heart is in the right place all the way. So I wish
Vaughn,
you
thank
luck.
You for your question.
Thank you.
Love and grace to you, Kim.
To you, too.
Bye-bye.
Namaste. Take care.
Wow, Kim, you're really getting the workout today. We have Jezzy from California that has a question for you. Jezzy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jezzy. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Kim. I'm so excited to be here, and I love to hear from my beloved.
Oh, that's not...
This is not a reading show. I'm sorry.
I'm not channeling tonight from the, the spirit world. We're taking questions, like if you have a question.
It's more of a show about what makes mediums, like how mediums work and what they think and what they see and how they, do what they do. It's more of a kind of like an exploratory show rather than a reading show. The reading shows happen on other Thursdays. I believe there's one or two Thursdays per month that Forever Family Foundation does the reading. So when you go into the site, the Signs of Life Radio, and you'll see exactly what nights they fall on, okay? Thanks for your call, Jezzy.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have a Roxanne. Roxanne, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Roxanne. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you, Roxanne?
Thank you. I am good. I'm one of those mothers who lost a child almost 5 years now, and I have never once dreamed of her. How do I go about it? How do I do it?
Excellent question.
I talked to her.
Well, my first question is, do you get enough sleep at night? Do you actually sleep?
No.
Very interrupted, really. Right? Right. I kind of figured that. And that's the first thing that has to happen, where you have this stream of uninterrupted sleep. Because the first thing I want to tell you is I'm sure you are dreaming of her and you're not remembering. That's number one.
Yeah.
Believe me when I tell you, especially the mornings where you wake up just so distraught, you most likely were with her and didn't want to leave her in the space, in the dream. So
But it's more about remembering the visit. That's what Spirit told me a long time ago, and I never forgot it, is get as best you can without any sleeping pills. Try to maybe be more active during the day so that you're really tired at night and that you can sleep a decent amount. Right, like kind of have to give yourself a workout so that you just conk out. And at least even if you do wake up in the middle of the night, when you go back to sleep, and it's a deeper sleep, a sound sleep, I should say, you will meet in the middle. Because Spirit told me that when they come and you're in such a deep sleep, you won't remember it. It won't come to your conscious mind. But if you had a decent amount of rest, and then let's just say, hypothetically, you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the bathroom, and you go back to sleep, has everybody noticed that's when you remember your dreams the most? Like from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. That's because you're still dreaming the way you did, but you're not in such a deep sleep, so that's why it's able to creep up into the conscious mind. So, trust me, she's probably talking to you all the time. But now you need to remember it.
And, I do see little things, you know, like butterflies, and I have this special connection. I ask her a question, and if it's yes or no, a song will come on. Mm-hmm. That I know the answer to.
So she's sending you signs. Yes, she's sending you signs while you're awake as well.
Yes.
But don't beat yourself up. Just try to, you know, get sleep. And let me just tell you what I was just told. Try not to eat anything 3 hours before bed, because it wakes you up, like your body's trying to digest the food as you're sleeping, and you will not go as deep of a sleep. So you want to go deep in, like, from 10 o'clock till at least 4 o'clock in the morning if you can, and then if you go back to sleep, I believe that's going to be when you're going to remember your visit with your daughter, okay? So try that, honey. I'm so sorry for your loss.
I will.
Thank you for the call, Roseanne.
Thanks for calling, honey.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Roman, have you had any experience with that question that she had? Like, have you dreamt of your loved ones and, like, it's like a visit more than a dream?
Yeah, absolutely. It hasn't happened as of late as much as I wanted to. You know, when my son crossed over, it was like 12 years ago. At first, the signs were stronger, and it's because I needed it more. You know what I mean? I completely agree with what you're saying about the, not eating like 3 hours, or, you know, it doesn't have to be 3 hours, maybe two or whatever. Some, like, not right before bed. Don't have a big meal before bed, because you're not going to fall asleep properly. And
another piece of
advice is, and what I did is, you have a notepad beside your bedstand or a little recorder, so you can, you know, there are, when you do wake up from the dream, you remember everything perfectly. But as soon as your mind goes somewhere else, it's gone. So you got to kind of program yourself to kind of just, right when you wake up, write it down or tape it, put it on, you know, record it, so that it can spark the idea the next day when you're fully conscious.
Yeah, that just happened to me the other night when I was having my coffee. When I woke up, I started to get, like, little glimpses of the dream I had, just really little glimpses. And then I realized my mom was in my dream, and we were in the car driving, and she was driving. And I said, but it was like just a flash of the vision of the dream. But if I didn't have that little sparkle of flash, I would have not remembered it, you know? So.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. I mean, the visits come It's just, you know, we don't remember 99% of our dreams. Simple as that.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's science. That's a scientific fact.
It is.
You know,
Yeah, that's why I wanted her to know she's definitely dreaming.
Yeah, you know, so that's some very good advice that you gave her. I think hopefully she'll, you know, our listeners will, well, not only for Roxanne, but for all of our listeners, if you write it down or if you try to consciously remember, and before you go to bed, just, you know, ask for the visitation. Be open to it, ask for it, and, you know, make sure that you're physiologically in the best shape that you can be to receive it, and, you know, you should have some success, I think.
Absolutely. I know. I think these days sleep has become a commodity, I'll tell you. And there's a science behind that, too, because there's just so much on our minds these days, and energy is so wonky and just the
crazy
the
world
light
we live in.
Yes, exactly. So we have to somehow do extra things to sleep better.
Yeah. Yeah, so, absolutely.
I'm not sure. Do we have any time for anything else, or did you have another
call? We're going to be wrapping up. Actually, I mean, the hour just went so quickly. It was a pleasure talking to you. I mean, I didn't do much talking today. We took what 8 calls today, and we still didn't get to everybody, unfortunately. But we really appreciate your time, Kim. It was wonderful, and it was so nice to talk to you again.
It was my pleasure to talk to the people. And I don't get to do that a lot lately. Since the pandemic, I'm not traveling as much. So I don't really get to see as many people and talk to them. But that's why I like to do a lot of social media and help out wherever I can. I really appreciate having me on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in to us. We really appreciate it. As Bob and Frank Ginsburg always say that our loved ones are a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. I completely agree with that. And we're just here visiting, and we're here to learn. It's a learning experience. That's how I take it. So thank you, everybody. Have a good evening, and we will reconvene next month. Good night, everybody.